have to fill a volume with a structure that's repetitive. Just keep your wits about you, you don't need to take a sedative. Don't freeze with indecision, there's no need for you to bust a seam. Although the options may seem endless, really there are just 14. There's cubic, orthorhombic, monoclinic, and tetragonal. There's trigonal, triclinic, and then finally hexagonal. There's only 7 families, but kindly set your mind at ease. 'Cause 4 have subvarieties, so there's no improprieties.
'Cause 4 have subvarieties, so there's no improprieties. 'Cause 4 have subvarieties, so there's no improprieties. 'Cause 4 have subvarieties, so there's no improprieties.
These 7 crystal systems form the 14 Bravais lattices. They've hardly anything to do with artichokes or radishes. They're great for metals, minerals, conductors of the semi-kind. The Bravais lattices describe all objects that are crystalline. The cubic is the most important one in my experience. It comes in simple and in face and body-centered variants. And next in line's tetragonal, it's not at all diagonal. Just squished in one dimension, so it's really quite rectagonal. The orthorhombic system has one less degree of symmetry, because an extra squish ensures that A not equals B or C. If angle gamma isn't square, the side lengths give the signal. For monoclinic, if they're different, or if equal, trigonal.
Of course, for trigonal, we call the alpha, beta, gamma. All our angles that are equal but don't equal 90, tut, tut, tut. Our angles that are equal.
If you squish the lattice up in every way that is conceivable, you'll get the least amount of symmetry that is achievable. It's called triclinic, then remains the one that really self-explains. Hexagonal gives us no pains, and so we now may rest our brains.